The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke again in parables to them, saying, The kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a certain king who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent out his slaves to call those who were invited to the wedding feast. But they would not come. Again he sent forth other slaves, saying, Tell those who are invited, Look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my specially fed young cattle are killed. All things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. But they were indifferent, and went their own ways, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest took his slaves, mistreated them, and even killed them. So the king was furious, and sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then said he to his slaves, The wedding feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore go to the road intersections, and as many as you find, invite to the marriage feast. And those slaves went out into the streets, and gathered together all that they found, both bad and good. And the wedding feast was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see those sitting at the feast, he saw a man who did not have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without having a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the slaves, Bind him hand and foot, and throw him out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and the gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might trap him in his words. And so they sent their disciples to him with the Herodians. Start Dyer commentary. Herodians are influential Jews aligned with Herod the king. End Dyer commentary. Saying, Teacher, we know that you speak the truth and teach the way of God in truth without being concerned about what others think. For you are not afraid of offending them. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it permitted by our law to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their maliciousness and said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought a denarius to him, and he said to them, Whose image and superscription is this? They replied to him, Caesar's. Then said he to them, Therefore give back to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when they heard it, they were amazed, left him, and went away. On that same day the Sadducees came to him, those who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother should marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were among us seven brothers. The first married, died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second also, and the third, all the way to the seventh. And last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven? For they all had her as a wife. But Jesus answered and said to them, You are in error, not understanding the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. And one of them, someone who studied the law, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law is supported by these two commandments, as are the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Anointed One? Whose son is he?" They replied to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit here in this place of honor and authority until I put your enemies underneath your feet?'" Quote from Psalm 110, verse 1. If David then calls him Lord, how can he be his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, neither did anyone dare to ask him any more questions from that day on. This is the end of Matthew chapter 22.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.